Yes, hallelujah, the Christ connection.
Mohon haleluya, hubungan sareng Kristus.
The connection that joins the Jesus of the Gospels with the Jesus in the believers today.
Anu ngahubungkeun sareng Injil-Injil sareng Yesus di lebet jalmi persanten.
These seven essential lessons.
Tujuh pengajaran ieu.
They're all based on the first sentence in the book of Acts in the English Bible.
Dasar kana kalima ngawitan dina kalima carios pada malam rasul dina kita bahasa Inggris.
I think that's significant because the Gospels of Jesus and the Gospels of the believers that followed Jesus meet right there. And I noticed one day, in that those first four verses, there are seven essential fundamentals.
Ayat tujuh dasar penting.
What for?
Kanggo naon?
To equip facts that we need to know.
Aya buktos-buktos anu kedah urang terang.
In order to take our place as a follower of Jesus,
kanggo nyandak tempat urang selaku saurang pengikut,
to continue what he began to do and teach.
Kanggo neraskeun naon anu diajarkeun sareng didamel kumantenna.
So, we've talked about first Jesus our model. That was lesson number one.
Janten urang parantos nyarios tingawitan Yesus contoh urang ieu pengajaran kahiji.
All the scripture, all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Sagala nu didamel sareng nu diajarkeun ku Yesus.
And looking at that model,
ningalkana contoh ieu.
We draw inspiration.
Urang nyandak inspirasi.
Lesson number two.
Pelajaran nomor dua.
We watched him until the day he was taken up.
Dinaliti dugi ka dinten anjeunna mirad.
And then the third lesson.
Salajengna pelajaran katilu.
Concerned our response to him.
Enaan tanggapan urang ka anjeunna.
It said he gave commandment.
Dicarioskeun anjeunna masihan hiji amanat.
A commandment calls for a decision.
Amanat anu menta hiji keputusan.
It calls for a response.
Ieu meriogikeun hiji tanggapan.
Either you agree or you don't agree.
Saderek satuju atawa menta.
You take it or you reject it.
Saderek nyandak atawa menolak.
You believe it or you don't believe it.
Percaya atawa teu percaya.
The commandment is given.
Parentah eta dipasih.
That calls for my response if I love Jesus.
Kamulyogikeun tanggapan abdi upami nyah ka Gusti.
And the fourth lesson we talked about action.
Pelajaran kaopat ngeunaan tindakan.
Because it said he gave commandment to his chosen ones.
Urmargi dawuhanna anjeunna masihan hiji parentah ka jalmi-jalmi anu dipilihna.
We are his chosen ones.
Urang teh jalmi-jalmi pilihan.
Which means we are his choice.
Nu hartosna urang teh pilihanna. Haleluya.
Haleluya. If he believes in us,
upami percanten dina anjeunna teh dilebet.
Then we respond.
Teras urang nanggap.
And receive his blessings.
Terang nampi berkah-berkahna.
So in the first lesson,
tina pengajaran ngawitan,
we address the question, what key unlocks the miracle life in us?
Ajengken patarosan kunci naon anu nyingkapkeun kahirupan mujizat di lebet urang.
What is the key?
Naon kuncina?
It's to discover what God is like.
Endakan sapertos kumaha Allah.
Hallelujah. And to look at Jesus.
Haleluya, tingali Yesus.
Look at him and see God.
Tingali kamantenna, tingali Gusti.
And in the second lesson we address the question.
Dina pengajaran dua urang anu ngajengkeun patarosan.
Talking about inspiration.
Nyarios ngeunaan inspirasi.
What makes the Christian faith more than a religion?
Anu ngabentengkeun iman Kristen sareng agama.
the discovery of Jesus alive and at work in us.
Hendakkan yang Yesus hirup sareng didamel di lebet urang.
In the third lesson we address the question.
Pengajaran nu katilu abdi majengkeun patarosan.
What brings out God's best in a human person?
Anu nyanda kaluar nu sae dina diri saurang manusia.
It's to know God's plan and how we fit into it.
Ieu kanggo ngeunar rencana Allah sareng kumaha carana urang kalebetna.
In the fourth lesson,
dina pengajaran nu kaopat,
what happens when we discover how much God trusts us?
Naon nu kajantenan waktos urang mendakan kumaha Gusti percantan ka urang? Sihan terang ka saderek.
I'll tell you what happens.
Tindak.
We roll up our sleeves and we go into action.
Urang ngagulungkeun acuk dina panangan sareng urang.
We discover that he believes in us.
Mendakan yen anjeunna percantan lewat urang.
He has committed his work to us.
Masarakeun pada malarana ka urang.
He's gone back to heaven and sat down.
Jira muli deui ka sawarga sareng salib.
But it's time for us to get up and go.
Anging ieu teh waktosna kanggo urang.
Because he has committed the gospel into our trust.
Yen ngaraos masarakeun Injil ka urang sareng mendasantenkeunana.
I don't know of a statement in the New Testament by Paul that so charges me.
Abdi teu terang hiji pernyataan dina Perjanjian Engal ka Paulus anu sak.
He has committed the gospel to my trust.
Anjeunna parantos masarakeun Injil ka abdi sareng mendasantenkeunana.
Are you included?
Na saderek kalebet.
Did he commit it to your trust?
Mantena masrahkeun ieu saderek karasa.
If he did,
mantena ngalakukeun.
What are you doing about it?
Naon saderek dilakeun ngananana?
That's not to accuse you.
Kana kanggo nuduh saderek.
That's not to heap burdens on you.
Kana nambean ka beubeura saderek.
Some people are scared to obey God. They think it's going to be awful and burdensome.
Jami sieun bade tant emutanana ieu pikasieunan sareng ka beubeura.
I say to you,
nyaurkeun ka saderek.
Have you gone into action with the Lord?
Atos teu acan saderek tindak sareng Gusti.
Have you discovered the glory and the honor and the wonder of partnership with God?
Atos acan saderek mendakan kamulyan, kehormatan, kajaiban, kamitraan sang Gusti.
The fun to walk hand in hand with Him.
Kan kanggo mapah pacepeng-cepeng panangan sareng mantena.
God made us for that.
Takkeun urang nganggo eta.
Adam and Eve walked with Him and talked with Him in the garden.
Adam Hawa mapah sareng mantena, ngobrol sareng mantena.
That's what I've done for 55 years.
Ieu nu parantos ku abdi dilakukeun salami
55
tahun di sakuliah dunya.
Jesus and I have walked together.
Yesus sareng abdi mapah sasarengan.
And stood before multitudes of people.
Terngadeg di nuseur jalmi.
Up to a quarter million people day after day for 55 years.
Kaparapat tetapi sajuta jalmi dinten 55 dinten.
In 80 different nations.
Dinan 80 negara nu benten.
Jesus at work in me.
Yesus nuju didamel dina diri abdi.
He's the spirit.
Antena teroh.
I'm the flesh.
Abdi mah daging.
He gives me his spirit.
Masihan abdi hiji roh.
I give him my flesh.
Masihan diri abdi ku mantena.
We have a Christian.
Aya saurang Kristen.
Hallelujah. And we go together.
Abdi angkat sasarengan.
And stand on platforms.
Sareng ngadeg di luhur.
In the midst of oceans of people.
Di tengah-tengah lautan manusia.
Calm.
Tenang.
Beautiful.
Endah.
Serene.
Tentrem.
Dignified.
Terhormat.
Happy.
Bagja.
Ready.
Tayagi.
Powerful. Because it's Him that does the work.
Kumargi mantena nu ngalak.
Hallelujah. Do you believe in that? Oh boy, I get so worked up about these things.
Ejang abdi semangat pisan ngeunaan hal eta.
I get so worked up about these things. So happy.
Because
they mean life to me. That's what life's all about. Helping people understand the simplicity of partnership with God.
Tulungan jalmi-jalmi ngartos kasederhanaan mitra sareng Allah.
Now let's think a little bit.
Ayo urang ngemut sakedeui.
You ready?
Siap.
First, it's the model.
Nu ngawitan ieu teh conto.
Jesus.
Yesus.
The standard.
Standar.
Wow.
Wah.
Wow is better. What? Don't you know in Spanish, wow is short for hallelujah.
Sure.
It's wonderful to walk with him. You believe that? Hallelujah. The model. The standard. Jesus.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know what else to say.
Wonder.
Marvelous.
Luar biasa.
Thank you, Lord. You are there.
Saderek, ayah di dia.
I see you.
Abdi ningali saderek.
I behold you.
Abdi nuntut saderek.
You're like I want to be.
Saderek hoyong seperos abdi.
Wonderful.
Enda.
I look at you.
Abdi ningali saderek.
I'll understand God.
Ngartos, Gusti.
I'm not afraid of God anymore.
Abdi nuntut sindui.
I see you.
Abdi tetap saderek.
You said if I see you, I see God.
Upami ningali abdi asal ningali Gusti.
I believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the idea. The standard.
Standar.
The standard.
Ningali ini.
Next, as I look,
kajengna waktu abdi ningali,
signals come back to me from him that we call inspiration.
Isyarat-isyarat ku abdi deui ku anjeunna disebut inspirasi.
Oh Lord, you're wonderful.
Yo Gusti anjeunna teh luar biasa.
Your spirit is charging me.
Roh anjeun nuju nguatkeun abdi.
Jesus said, "The Father lives and I live."
Yesus ramah hirup sareng kami hirup.
The Father has life, I have life.
Ramah kagungan hirup kitu deui kami.
Inspiration.
Inspirasi.
Looking at our model.
Tingali kana contoh.
Drawing strength from him.
Narik kekuatan temantena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If he did it,
kami mantena ngelakukan.
I can do it.
Abdi tiasa ngelakukan.
He's. It's hard to believe.
Yesus adi.
But he said it.
Nanging mantena nyaris.
If you believe in me,
sa anu percaya kami.
The works that I do,
mana baris ngelak.
Shall you do also?
Pagawen aku kami lakukan.
Greater works than these.
Pagawen lebih gede.
Shall you do because I go to my Father?
Sabab kami tetirama.
Wonderful inspiration.
Inspirasi nu enda. Naon geus?
What do I do?
Ku abdi laku.
Lesson number 3.
Pengajaran nomor 3.
I turn on.
Abdi ngawitan.
Yeah, I respond.
Naon abdi anggap.
I send signals back
abdi
to him.
Abdi nuntun isyarat-isyarat deui ka mantana.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is that worship?
Eta penyembahan.
I guess that would be worship.
Bahkan abdi eta
coming into his presence.
Lebet karena kehadirat.
Well, that's traditional. We're already in his presence. Forget that. But coming before him.
Aya di hadiratna.
Coming before him.
Dongkap ka payunanna.
Him inspiring me.
Antena masihan
inspirasi. Me responding to him.
Abdi ngaresponna.
Wow.
Wow.
Another wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where most people live their lives.
Eta di mana seurna jalmi ngajalankeun hirupna.
Warming the church pew.
Nyanetkeun bangku gereja.
Looking to Jesus.
Ningali ka Yesus.
Receiving inspiration.
Nampi inspirasi.
Pouring back all the promises.
Nalikeun janji-janjina.
And go out the church.
Kaluar ti gereja.
Flip the religion switch off.
Mayan tombol agama.
Get back to life as normal.
Malikan hirup sapertos biasa.
Don't do that.
Ulang lakukeun eta.
No.
Tanes.
The fourth lesson is.
Pengajaran nu kaopatnya eta.
Action.
Tindakan.
When he gives us signals.
Mantana masian isyarat-isyarat.
And we say yes.
Urang nyarios nuhun.
Hallelujah, then we say it's time to do something about it.
Hallelujah, urang nyarios ieu waktos ngalakukeun.
And we go into action so that we do not deceive ourselves.
Urang ngalakukeun teu nipu diri urang sorangan.
Faith without action is dead, James said.
Iman tanpa perbuatan paeh, saur Yakobus.
If we look into the Word of God
ningali kana pangandika Gusti,
and read about us
sareng ngaos ngeunaan urang,
and don't do something
teu ngalakukeun hiji hal,
we forget what we read.
Urang hilap nuku urang diaos.
James said that.
Kobus nyarioskeun nya.
We're looking in a mirror.
Urang teh lir ibarat nuku.
And we go away.
Teras urang angkat.
And forget what manner of person we are.
Hilap yen urang teh parantos sapertos naon.
You only learn what you do.
Kaderek mung diajar kana naon anu dilakukan.
You don't stack up knowledge in your brain.
Kanes mung nyimpen ilmu dina utek saderek.
No. You gotta do it.
Saderek kedah ngalakukan.
In order to know it.
Padahal biasa kenal.
If you don't do it.
Teu ngalakukeun eta.
Don't tell me about it. You don't know.
Terang ka abdi ngeunaan eta saderek teu terang.
That's why I don't like to read books by authors who do not do what they write about.
Margina abdi teu resep ngaos buku-buku anu diserat ku para panulis.
I don't think they know what they're talking about.
Aranjeun terang naon anu nuju dicarios.
I read Billy Graham's books.
Abdi ngaos buku-buku Billy Graham.
He knows what he's talking about.
Anjeunna terang naon anu dicarios.
I write.
Kenana abdi nyerat.
You can read my books. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not the only one. Read the books of people who do what they write about. Nobody knows anything if they don't do something. So hallelujah. We've got past just worship. Worship has fueled us.
Penyembahan masihan ka urang
lifted us.
Ngangkat urang.
Generated us.
Ngadang dosan urang.
And then we go into action.
Urang ngalakukeun tindakan.
We take what we know about Jesus and we bring a living Jesus to a dying world.
Nyandak naon anu ku urang terang ngeunaan Yesus lajeng nyandak Yesus ka dunya.
Hallelujah. So what happens next? The question for tonight. What makes our witness believable? If we're going to go out there among people, then what makes us believable? What gives us credibility. Like I say, I don't pay attention to books written by people who don't do what they write about. They're not credible to me. No, I want to read an author who does what he says he's credible. What makes you credible in your ministry as a witness of Jesus Christ?
Dina pelayanan saderek salaku saksi Yesus Kristus. Naon anu nganol saderek tiasa dipersanten?
All right, it is all based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Dae ieu sadayana dumasar kana gugahna Yesus Kristus.
So that's what we're talking about tonight.
Janten ieu anu dicarioskeun ku urang wengi ieu.
In that third verse.
Dina ayat 3.
Of the book of Acts. It said, he showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
Anjeunna nunjukeun salirana saparantos kasangsaraanana rengse disarengan seueur tanda.
Listen.
Jengukeun.
He offers tangible proof of our witness.
Mantenna nawarkeun buktos nu nyata tina kasaksian urang.
Come to say that again. He gives us tangible proof of our witness.
Mantana masihan buktos anu nyata kanggo kasaksian urang.
Let's read something in 1 Corinthians.
Ayo urang ngaos dina hiji Korintus.
Chapter 15.
Pasal 15.
Let's see whether this resurrection is important to the Christian message.
Urang ningali nah gugana ieu penting kanggo saur Paulus.
Paul says, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you.
Kami rekengitkeun maneh kana Injil nu ku kami diwartakeun.
Which you received.
Nu ku maneh ditarima.
And wherein you stand.
Anu jerona maneh panceg.
By which also you are saved.
Injil eta maneh diselamatkeun.
You're saved through the gospel.
Kaderek diselamatkeun ku Injil.
Verse 3.
Ayat 3.
I delivered to you first of all that which I also received.
Kuara penting anu diwawarkeun ku aranjeun teh tur sim kuring mah kacida percayana.
I like that statement, don't you?
Diresep pernyataan eta.
He put it to the test.
Ku anjeun diri.
He experienced it.
Ngalamanana.
He could write
anjuna
about it.
Anjeunna tiasa nyerat ngeunaan eta.
He's credible. It was in him.
Santen ieu aya dina salirana.
What was the gospel that he preached and delivered?
Injil naon anu dikbakeun sareng diwartakeun?
Verse 3.
Ayat 3.
Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
Kristus geus pupus ku karana dosa urang sakumaha unggeuling kitab suci.
Next verse. He was buried.
Ayat saterusna Kristus dikurebkeun.
Dead.
Pupus.
Died.
Pupus.
Buried.
Dikurebkeun.
Next. He rose again.
Terajengna digugahkeun.
According to the scriptures.
Numutkeun pangandika Gusti.
And he was seen. And then he gives a whole list of people that saw him.
Ningalikeun salirana mantena masihan daftar jalmi-jalmi nu ningali.
Preachers, listen to me.
Tukang khutbah dengu ku nabi.
Paul wrote that.
Paulus nyerat eta.
Paul was a successful minister of the gospel to a needy, hurting world.
Paulus teh saurang badega Injil di dunya anu keuraheut.
Let me suggest that you follow him.
Dinyarankeun kanggo ngiring teladanana.
Preach what he preached.
Bahkeun naon anu dihutbahkeunana.
What did he preach?
Anjeunna parantos dihutbahkeun.
Christ died for our sins.
Kristus parantos pupus kanggo dosa-dosa urang.
He was buried.
Dikurebkeun.
He rose again.
Digugahkeun deui.
Preach that.
Dihutbahkeun.
How long since you've preached a sermon on that?
Paralami waktu sadere kahutbahkeun eta.
When that becomes revelation to you,
atus eta janten hiji wahyu kanggo saderek.
You'll preach it.
Saderek baris mutbah.
If Christianity does not have the miraculous,
pami kekristenan teu aya mujizat-mujizat,
it's just another dead religion.
Mung ieu agama anu paeh sanesna.
Christianity without the miraculous,
kristenan teu aya mujizat,
is a ritual.
Eta jadi liturgi.
A ceremony.
Jadi upacara.
A set of creeds.
Ranggeuyan.
Dogmas.
Madogma.
A routine.
Jadi kebiasaan.
Dead.
Pus.
No life.
Ya kehidupan.
Religion never gave life to anyone.
Agama teu masihan hirup ka saurang oge.
Religion pacifies.
Agama teu nenangkeun.
Christianity is not a religion.
Kristenan mah sanes hiji agama.
True Christianity is not a religion.
Kristenan sajati sanes hiji agama.
Christianity is a ritual. Excuse me. Religion is a ritual.
Agama mung hiji liturgi.
Christianity is a life.
Kristenan teh hiji kahirupan.
Nothing to do with a formality.
Teu aya dilakukeun ku cara resmi.
When Christianity was birthed in Jesus.
Kristenan dilahirkeun ku Yesus.
And his followers, the whole world, the Hebrew world had religion.
Dunia Yahudi kagungan agama.
Sacrifices.
Pengorbanan-pengorbanan.
Rituals.
Aturan-aturan.
Formalities.
Formalitas.
It was ended.
Anu parantos akhir.
No more need of it.
Diperyogi deui.
They could close the gates.
Aranjeunna tiasa nutupan panto.
Shut the books.
Nutupan buku-buku.
Take their animals back to the farm.
Satuan mulih ke kandangna.
Close down the bloody altar.
Nutup mesbah ku getihna.
Clean up the blood and the smoke.
Bersihan getih sareng baheuseup.
Throw away their swords that they beheaded them with.
Ngalungkeun pedang nu dianggo muncit.
Clean up the mess.
Bersihan anu baruntak.
It was finished.
Parantos rengse.
Religion was finished.
Agama parantos rengse.
Jesus had come.
Yesus sumping.
To connect us to God.
Kanggo ngahubungkeun urang sareng Gusti.
Without religion.
Daya agama.
Without a priest.
Daya imam.
Without an intermediary.
Daya pengantara.
Direct connection.
Hubungan langsung.
Through Jesus Christ.
Ngalangkungan Yesus.
And the world was changed.
Dunia dirobih.
And the world.
Dunia nampi pangharepan.
Received hope. And that hope. I'm a promoter of it.
Harapan eta abdi nu ngadorongna.
And I carry that hope to the ends of the world.
Abdi ngabantun pangharepkan ka tungtung bumi.
Oh, and there's nothing like looking at in the eyes of a field of precious people.
Daya nu sapertosna nandangan panyakit.
diseased and sick.
Ningali soca-soca jalmi.
Demon possessed and crippled.
Dikawasan roh-roh jahat nulum.
Witch doctors and lepers.
Tukang sihir sareng nu nyeri lepra.
Maniacs and deranged people.
Nu gelo sareng nu waras.
Poor village people.
Urang desa nu miskin.
Coming with hope.
Milarian pangarepan.
Or coming in despair.
Pondok pangarepan.
Coming in their loneliness.
Pian.
Coming in their helplessness.
Ntuwasa.
And to stand before them.
Kangong ngadeg.
And to paint the picture of redemption.
Ngagambarkan penebusan.
And lift up Jesus.
Ngaluhurkan Yesus.
And give them hope.
Masihan pangarepan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The gospel is.
Injil teh.
That Jesus came.
Yesus umping.
Did you know that?
Terek terang.
Jesus came.
Yesus umping.
And he died. He lived.
Antena hirup.
And he showed us an example.
Antena teladan urang.
And he died.
Antena.
And they buried him.
Ranjina ngurupgenana.
He was dead.
Antena pupus.
And when he died, we died.
Kau mantena pupus urang gemaut.
Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead.
Mantena gugah tinu maut.
And said, because I live, you shall live also.
Jawanana kami teh hirup maneh oge tangtu hirup.
John 14 and 19.
Yohanes 14 ayat 18.
And Romans 5 and 8.
Roma 5 ayat 8.
If we be dead with
Christ,
we believe that we shall have life with Christ.
Pupus kanggo urang waktos urang masih doraka.
That's not talking about in the hereafter.
Intinya leos ngeunaan ke.
Now.
Ayeuna.
Now,
ayuna,
if we believe that we, our old life died with Christ,
pami urang percantan yen hirup lami urang maut sareng Kristus.
We believe that when we receive Christ, we receive His new kind of life.
Waktos urang nampi Kristus, urang nampi hirup anu enggal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You believe that?
Sareng percantan?
Nothing like it.
Dayun
to bring hope to the world.
Kanggo ngabantun pangharapan ka dunya.
The message of Christianity.
Pesan ka kekristenan.
Is dependent upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mantung kana gugana Yesus Kristus.
Otherwise he's just another holy philosopher.
Paminta mantan saukur ahli filsafat suci.
That came and went like the thousands of Hindu philosophers have done through the centuries.
Sumping sareng angkat sapertos ribuan filsafat Hindu dinu abad-abad nulami.
Like Muhammad.
Sapertos Muhammad.
Came and died.
Dongkap sareng maut.
He's dead.
Anjeuna maut.
They know where his tomb is.
Anjeuna terang kuburanna.
Jesus is not dead.
Yesus teu pupus.
His tomb is empty.
Hallelujah.
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 He's risen from the dead.
Mantena gugah tinu pupusna.
And I've proven all over the world that when you announce the gospel to Muslims, they believe on Christ. It's simple. Anybody that's thinking, they'll trade a dead prophet for a living prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I tell preachers sometimes, especially across Russia and Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan. Come on. And all of those stan countries. And the Ukraine.
Sarang Ukraina
and Belarus and Poland.
Polandia.
I've been telling them because their minds are on the Muslim world.
Siantrang aranjeuna ku marga mutanana aya di dunya muslim.
Those that come to Christ.
Anu percanten ka Kristus.
They see their. We see our mission fields: Africa, India, South America. We talk about those countries.
Ningali daerah misi Afrika, India, Amerika Selatan, abdi nyeros.
They don't talk like that over there, the Christians.
Nyao kitu sareng urang Kristen.
They talk about the Muslim world.
Ranjeuna nyareos sareng dunya.
Mongolia.
Mongolia.
China.
China.
Tibet.
Tibet.
How many of you have been planning to go to those countries? See? No, we plan to go to Africa. I'm stepping on you.
Abdi rencana ke Afrika.
Wait. You need to holler. Stop me.
Urang acungkeun panangan.
You know, we talk about these countries that we know about.
Lalu nyariskan dengan negara-negara.
But I tell them over there.
Yang terang nu ayat di situ.
I say, understand that the communists of China believe in our Jesus maybe more than we do.
Juga di Singarto, sen orang komunis di China percantan ke Yesus langkung di orang.
And the Muslim leaders of the Muslim world, of the world of Islam,
orang para pemimpin Muslim tidunya Islam,
they believe in our Jesus more than we do.
Ranjena percantan ka Yesus langkung tibatan urang.
Don't forget that.
Ulahilap.
They said, why do you say that?
Kunaonnya los kitu?
So no, they don't want him.
Sana saranjeuna tuh hoyong kitu.
I said, oh yes, they believe in him.
Mun anjeuna percantan.
They said, why do you say that?
Kunaon sadareknya los kitu?
I said, because they know if they give us liberty to preach, they won't have any communists or Muslims left.
Aranjeuna terang upami masihan kamerdekaan ka ngohot mah moal aya urang komunis sareng urang Islam anu nyesa.
They won't have it.
Aranjeuna henteu boga anggota.
It's funny. We're the most powerful thing in the world.
Urang teh nu paling kawasa dunya ieu.
This little book that I carry in my hand.
Walid anu dicepeng.
There's nothing like the power that's in that.
Jadi kawasa ogen nyamianana.
I got to tell you a story.
Abi nyarios hiji carita.
I hope I can come back to the Muslims. Don't let me forget it.
Ulidei ka Islam.
I was preaching in Mombasa, Kenya.
Abi nuju khotbah di Musania.
4 Muslims came to run me out of town.
Aya 4 Muslim dongkap nyandak abdi keluar kota.
And they brought a blind woman from their village.
Nyandak istri nu lolong di desana.
They said, if he don't heal her, we're going to whip him and run him out of town. They brought their big whips under their robes, their cattle whips, you know.
Kaurna upami manen tengadamangken urang baris ngarangket musirna ranjena nyanak cameti disimpan dina jubahna.
And they stationed him in 4 different places.
Jamite ditempatken di tempat nubenten.
One of them they put right next to the platform.
Di sisi panggung.
The leader charged him, you find out where his magic is.
Mimpinan nugaskeun teangan jimatna, jeuna aya dina tempatna.
So he was at his post. And if I didn't heal the blind woman,
abdi henteu ngadamangkeun ibu nu lolong teh,
the leader would give the signal.
Mimpin baris masihan isyarat.
And they would all attack.
Adaya baris nyerang.
And drag me out of town.
Abdi keluar ti kota.
Well, you know what happened.
Kaderek terang nang.
It always happens. The blind woman got her sight.
Eta teh saningali.
She began to scream out there in the audience, I can see.
Abdi ngajerit, abdi ningali.
These were good Muslims.
Orang Muslim say.
They love Jehovah God.
Nyebat Allah cap Arab.
They call him Allah, but it's just an Arabic word for God.
Anjeuna mikasih ka Allah Yehovah.
They worship and follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, just like we do, just like the Jews do.
Bahasa ngiring Allah Abraham, Isaac, Yakub, sami saperosong dilakukan.
Except they just have kind of a crusty doctrine that if you don't agree with them, they need to kill you. You understand? So it scared those Muslims.
Sieun kang orang Muslim.
And they ran.
Ranjeuna lompat.
And hid.
Numput.
A missionary found them later.
Orang misionaris mendakana nanti pengkat.
You ever hear Bud Sickler?
Kaderek kan terus mengenaan
Bud. Yeah, Bud Sickler found them.
Sickler mendakana ranjeuna.
Led them to Jesus.
Ranjeuna ka Yesus.
They all became preachers.
Ranjeuna janten tukang hutang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saved.
Diselamat.
Become messengers of Christ.
Janten utusan Kristus.
But I told you that.
Demasihan terang sadere.
I'm trumping on you. I'm sorry. I told you that because they asked this guy, where's his magic? Before Bud found them, they wanted to know. He said, I don't know. He said, I tried to find out. I don't know. He said, I think it's in that little black book that he carries.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. That's where the magic is. That's where the power is. Back to the Muslims. And China.
Mulih ka orang Muslim di China.
The only one, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, the founder of modern India.
Mahatma Gandhi ngadegen India modern.
He said,
Aurna.
He said, he was a thinker, a great, great mind. He said, if you Christians would live like Christians, we wouldn't have any Hindus left in India. See, China knows. The communists know. If they let us come and preach on their fields and gather the masses of people, our Jesus is so powerful that they won't have any communists left. They'll all believe on Jesus. So all they can do is strike below the belt and take the law and legislate against us. And make it a crime for us to preach and haul us off to jail. Because we're the most powerful people in the world. The believers in Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? The believers in Jesus Christ. We have a message. There's power in our message. And the world will believe on us.
Dunia baris percantan kabdi.
If we tell them.
Kami mengabdi ngewartakan karanjena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And those Arabs over there.
Orang Arab di situ.
They're not fair.
Karanjena itu adil.
King Fahd, is that his name? Is that the way you call him? King Fahd, he's not fair.
Tanamina anjena itu adil.
He has to legislate and make it illegal.
Anjena itu ngeresmikan, sekarang itu ngeresmikan.
If they'd let me come over there. Oh boy. Thousands, tens of multitudes of those Muslims would believe on Jesus Christ. Why? We are credible. Did you hear that? I said for years, when Russia was under communism, I said, if they let me come to Red Square, give me 30 minutes to preach, 5 minutes to pray, in the remaining 25 minutes of that hour, I'll show them more miracles than they can deny in the next century. We're the most powerful thing on this earth. Don't crawl. Don't crawl. Don't accept demeaning doctrine. Don't be timid. Stand up. As God said to Paul,
seperti dawuhan Gusti ka Paulus,
stand up, I've appeared to you for a purpose.
Nangtung, mane nembongkeun diri ka mane pikeun hiji.
You're my partners.
Mane teh mit.
You're my friends.
Mane teh batur kami.
I want to live in you.
Kami hirup di jero mane.
Turn me loose through you.
Bebaskeun kami barang damel di negeri mane.
And we'll keep on doing together what I showed you how to do when I was here.
Kurang baris di damel sasarengan saperti nu ditujukeun ka marane kami di dieu.
And nothing shall be impossible to us.
Daya mustahil kang urang.
And we'll go to all the world together. And we'll preach the gospel to every creature. And those that believe are going to be transformed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'll never leave you and never forsake you. What makes our Christian witness believable? On the day of Pentecost, Peter said, hear me, people.
Hey, orang Israel.
Jesus of Nazareth was approved of God among you by miracles and signs and wonders. You took him and you crucified him. But God has raised him from the dead. That's the crux of Christianity.
ieu teh inti kekristenan.
Acts 2 verse 32.
Darius pada malam Rasul-Rasul 2 ayat 32.
This Jesus hath God raised up.
Yesus ieu teh nu digugahkeun ku Allah.
And we are witnesses.
Naon hal eta urang teh saksina?
Young preachers.
Tukang hutbah.
That is your message to a hurting world.
Ieu teh pesan sadarek kanggo dunya nu raheut.
Preach the resurrection of Jesus.
Bahkan, gugahna Yesus.
The power that raised him from the dead.
Kawasa anu ngagugahkeun mantenna tina kasiksaan maut.
Is given to you.
Dipasihan ka saderek.
Is at work in you.
Nuju didamel di lebet saderek.
Read the first chapter of Ephesians.
Aos Efesus pasal 1.
The power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Kawasa anu ngagugahkeun Yesus tina siksaan maut.
Is at work in and through you right now.
Nuju didamel di lebet sareng ngalangkungan saderek.
When you go to the people.
Waktu saderek nepangan jalmi-jalmi.
You don't go alone.
Saderek ngangkat nyalira.
Christ is with you.
Kristus nyarengan.
Not the religious Christ.
Kana Kristus nu agamawi.
The living Christ.
Kristus nu hirup.
The resurrected Christ.
Yesus nu digugahkeun.
Verse 36.
Ayat 36.
God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ.
Allah parantos ngadamel Yesus nu disalibkeun eta janten Gusti urang Kristus.
Acts 3 verse 15.
Darius pada malam Rasul-Rasul 3 ayat 15.
You killed the prince of life.
Anjeun jadi pamimpin hirup.
But God has raised him from the dead.
Tapi ku Allah geus digugahkeun deui tinu enggon nu maraot.
You believe that?
Adek pesanten.
Hallelujah.
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 Paul preached it.
Paulus ngutbahkeun.
Peter preached it.
Petrus ngutbah.
Stephen preached it.
Stephanus ngutbah.
Philip preached it.
Filipus ngutbahkeun.
Barnabas preached it.
Barnabas ngutbahkeun.
It was the message of the New Testament church.
Ieu pesan ti gereja perjanjian enggal.
The whole message of Christianity rests upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Daya pesan ka Kristenan teh ayana di gugana Yesus Kristus.
We went to India as young people.
Abdi ka India salaku nu anom.
I'm going to give you some of my witness tomorrow night.
Dimasihan sababara kasaksian wengi ieu.
Experience.
Pengalaman.
I'm going to tell you what I experienced.
Dimasihan terang naon anu kaalaman ku abdi.
But we didn't succeed.
Teu hasil.
We were brokenhearted.
Putus asa.
Because we didn't know about this. We didn't know about miracles.
Margi teu terang mujizat-mujizat.
We knew Jesus was risen from the dead.
Terang Yesus digugahkeun tina maut.
It was our religion.
Ya agama abdi.
We understood the words.
Pingartos pangandika Gusti.
We knew what Easter was about.
Paskah.
We knew how to sing the songs.
Ngawitkeun lalaguan.
It wasn't a revelation.
Kasanes wahyu.
I'm going to tell you tomorrow night.
Ku abdi di pasentra. Wingi enjing.
How he showed himself alive to me.
Kumaha nunjukkeun salirana-salirana hirup ka abdi.
When we discovered this living Jesus.
Tos urang mendakan Yesus nu hirup.
We were changed.
Urang dirobi.
Immediately we set out to the world.
Enggal urang diutus kaluar ka dunya.
I'll tell you some of it tomorrow night.
Naon eta mah wengi enjing ku abdi pasantren.
About 8 years after we had been conducting great crusades all over Latin America.
8 tahun abdi mimpin kebaktian kabangunan rohani nu ageung di sakuliah Afrika Lat.
You don't even know about that.
Dan sadaya teu terang kana.
That was before anybody began to publish anything about
us.
We set the pace for miracle evangelism all over South America.
In
Cuba.
Cuba.
Puerto Rico. Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Chile.
Chile.
Colombia.
Colombia.
Panama,
Panama,
Costa Rica,
El Salvador,
Mexico,
Guatemala, Honduras,
everywhere,
di mana-mana.
Before anyone knew about us.
Atacan jalma mengenal abdi.
That's before you was born. but we finally got to Java, where the Muslims were.
Abdidugi ka Java di mana urang Muslimnya aya.
A leper came.
Aya lepra.
Everybody knew him.
Tiap jalmi terangan.
Big lumps under his, all over his face.
Anu ngajernol di nararaina.
His ears swollen and big.
Pananganana sabagian di ukal na ke aya.
His hands, part of the joints gone.
Pilna agung sarang baru.
The flesh was open.
Dagingna keluar.
Big ulcers on his legs.
Kunarahut jeung nanahan.
It had progressed seriously.
Kedamangna parah.
He came quite a while.
Dongkap sekedak.
He was a Muslim.
Anjeunna teh urang Islam.
He prayed the prayer for healing, but he didn't want Jesus.
Doa nyuhunkeun didamangkeun nanging teu mikahoyong Yesus.
But finally, he decided. He decided to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. Because every night he would see wonderful miracles wrought on people who embraced Jesus. And he accepted Jesus one night. It was precious. The night he accepted Jesus standing out in the crowd, he missed the prayer for healing because he was so happy to find this Jesus in him. He didn't know when we prayed for the sick. But he was, as he was crying and thanking the Lord for salvation, his hands and his ears and his flesh began to tingle. And that made him think, what is this? Because in leprosy, it's numbness, no feeling. And he realized, something's happening. And then he realized the prayer was already passed. He was healed. He came to the platform. It was a miracle. He came to our house, him and his wife. They gave the most precious testimony and we took some pictures. That couple was so happy. They stood on the platform, showing the people on the third day. The flesh was all clean. Fingers straightened out.
Ramona lempeng.
Ulcers all gone. Ears normal size.
Normal deui.
The lumps all gone. As he stood there before us and praised Jesus, he made T.L. Osborne and Daisy Osborne credible. What makes our Christian witness credible? The power that raised Jesus from the dead. The life of Jesus Christ.
Hidup Yesus Kristus.
We were preaching in Ibadan, Nigeria.
Abdi nuju khutbah di Ibadan, Nigeria.
A Muslim beggar came to that meeting.
Baramain Muslim dongkap ngiring ngodongkap ngiring kabaktian.
His name was Karimu.
Namina Katemu.
He crawled on the ground.
Jeneng ronang dina taneuh.
He had big rubber pads that he made out of old tires, automobile tires.
Bantal-bantal ageung tina bantilas.
And he had little things that he held on to for his hands so he wouldn't bruise his hands.
Ngalit kanggo nyandak pananganana supados pananganana henteu raheuh.
For 30 years he had crawled that way.
Lamit 30 taun anjeun ngerondang.
His wife came to the crusade.
Istrina dongkap ka kebangunan rohani.
And saw the miracles.
Ningal mujizat-mujizat.
Rushed home and told her husband.
Lompat sareng masihan terang sarupina.
You got to come, honey.
Akang kedah dongkok.
God will heal you.
Gusti baris ngadamangkeun.
He said no.
Wow.
He was a good Muslim.
Dia teh Muslim nu sae.
The next day.
Salajengna.
She went again.
Bojona angkat deui.
She came back.
Muli deui.
You must go.
Kang kedah angkat.
There's more miracles.
Langkung seueur mujizat.
It made him. It angered him.
Adamna anjeunna ngambek.
He took his whip and he beat her.
Nyana pecut, mecutan istrina.
Don't ever talk to me about that meeting again.
Ulah ngomongkeun kabaktian bae.
God orchestrates interesting events.
Gusti ngarencanakeun kajantenan anu narik.
We were there at the invitation of the king.
Abdi aya didinya kumargi uleman ti raja.
King Akinyele.
Raja Akinyele.
84 years old.
Swana 84 tahun.
The husband of one wife.
Tarogena tina hiji istri.
Never had but one wife.
Mung hiji istrina.
Very strange there among that tribe.
Aneh pisan di antawis suku eta.
At that time.
Waktu sarita.
But he was a believer.
Anjuna tos persanten.
The king was a preacher.
Raja teh saurang.
But he was king.
Anjuna teh raja.
Never smiled.
Jakan tos emut.
Always sat in a big throne chair.
Tarik dina tahta nu ageung.
Formidable character.
Pat anu hebat.
Every day when we arrived at the crusade, we walked in on the race course grounds under the umbrella of the king.
Abdi beri selempang di lapangan pertandingan kehandapan payung raja.
Wonderful man.
Raja luar biasa.
They had fixed him a nice big chair.
Ranjena perantos nyiapkan kursi nu ageung.
He would sit there so stoic.
Henteu kantos emut.
Never express any smile.
Anjeunna salik tidinya pinuh wibawa.
Once in a while you'd see a tear trickle down his face.
Kadarek ningali aya tisok anu nyulutud.
King, you know. He was the chairman of the crusade.
Tua bangunan rohani. Anjeunna raja.
He sat there.
Salik diditu.
Well, what happened?
Tah, naon nu kajantenan?
Karimu was a professional beggar.
Katemu teh tukang baramai nu ahli.
That means he made certain stops at certain businesses or certain houses on certain days to receive his alms.
Artosna anjeunna ngatur jadwal kanggo nyuhunkeun sedekah ka kantor bumi dina waktos nu ditentu.
Friday was his day to stop by the king's palace.
Jumaah kanggo nyuhunkeun sedekah ka kerajaan.
When he stopped at the palace,
aranjeunna ngadeg di dinya.
A servant did not come out.
Henteu aya barega nu kaluar.
Behold, the king came out to meet the beggar.
Tingali raja keluar kanggo mendak sareng anu baraman.
And handed him his alms.
Sareng masihan sedekahna.
Patted him on his shoulder.
Nepak tak takna.
Said Karimu, I'll see you at the racetrack tonight.
Karimu kuring hayang maneh datang ke lapangan pertandingan.
Hallelujah. When the king says, I'll see you at the racetrack, you go to the racetrack.
Hallelujah. Pangeran raja hoyong pendak serkurang di lapangan pertandingan. Anjeunna ngadeg.
He stood at a distance.
Di katepian.
Listen to the message.
Ngadangukeun khutbah.
I preached on the death, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Bangunan pupus dikurub sareng geguhanna Yesus Kristus.
Emphasizing his risen power today.
Nandaskeun kawasa gugana dinten ieu.
When I talked about his death on the cross, it made Karimu cry.
Waktu abinya rios ngeunaan pupusna disalib ngadamel ketemu nangis.
He didn't know why.
Teu tenangan.
He tried not to cry.
Anjeunna usaha supados henteu nangis.
But it was getting him.
Kawasa Yesus ngajak.
Yeah. And when we came to the time for prayer,
pas kana waktosna nanada,
God's power was over that field.
Kawasa Allah minuhan lapangan eta.
And while we prayed,
pas abdi nanada,
two of Karimu's friends lifted him up on his feet.
Dua urang rerencangan ketemu ngangkat anjeunna ti di luhur sampeanna.
And Karimu, a good Muslim, had his eyes closed, trying to be reverent.
Ketemu seorang Muslim nu sae nutup sasana tadaning hormat.
He wondered who would do this to him.
Jeuna tataros anu ngalangkung ka anjeunna.
So he opened his eyes to peek.
Dan teu anjeunna meletet ngintip.
There was nobody.
Aya saurang.
Nobody.
Aya saurang oge.
It was angels.
Eta mah para malaikat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was on his feet.
Jeuna ngadeg dina sampanya lira.
He realized he was healed.
Jeuna sadarin anjeunna teh parantos didamangkeun.
Tore those rubber things off.
Bantal karetna.
came running through the crowd.
Nerobos ke dalam seueur.
Up on the platform.
Naik ke panggung.
His wife heard him over the microphone.
Bojona ngadangu di nami.
She came running.
Bojona nyeketan.
They fell in each other's arms.
Bojona silirangkul.
The king cried.
Raja nerobos.
Karimu testified.
Ketemu kesaksian.
And I was made credible. Christianity was credible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Without the miraculous, we have nothing but another dead religion. But with the miraculous, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that makes our witness credible. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world.
Kami maturan mane salelana nepi ka akhir zaman.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Oh, hatur nuhun Rama.
You've raised Jesus from the dead.
In anjen parantos ngagugahkeun Yesus tinu maot.
May God bless my friends that are listening.
Gusti ngaberkahan wargi-wargi anu nuju ngadangukeun.
God is looking at you right now.
Gusti nuju ningali ka saderek ayeuna teh.
Respond.
Respond.
Say yes, Jesus.
Gaurkeun nuhun Yesus.
I see that you are alive.
Abdi ningali yeun saderek hirup.
I love you.
Abdi mikasih saderek.
I'll spread the good news with all that I have.
Abdi baris nyebarkeun warta kabingahan di sarenganku abdi.
In Jesus' name.
Lebet nama Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.